on your radio, on your smart speaker.
Play ABC Southeast.
And on the ABC Listen app.
ABC Listen app.
This is ABC Southeast. ABC Southeast. With Rod Sparks.
Now, Beck Chave has the pleasurable company of Peter Hennis, who comes in to talk to us every so often about the men's shed. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Rod, and good morning, listeners.
And you're a busy man, I can see.
And
I do,
the place.
I do like your cap. Would you like to describe it to the listeners?
It's a cap that I've been a member of for a long time, and it's the Carlton Football Club.
Yes.
So
I'm very
proud of it. I've been through the hard times, and I'm really looking forward to the good times.
Absolutely. Well, let's look at the good times that are happening around the region with Men's Shed. Well, the biggest paragraph you've got is all about Mount Gambier, so let's hear about them firstly.
Well, I'm advised to remind people in the shed movement that in May 2024, Mount Gambier Shed is looking at holding a cluster of sheds.
A what?
A cluster of sheds. It's where all the sheds all get together and talk about what they've been doing.
Oh.
And what they're going to do. And it's just a meeting, get together and share whatever's going on.
Okay.
And this goes from Murray Bridge, border town, all down through the southeast where the listeners are, and we'll incorporate sheds from Victoria as far away as Warrnambool and Hamilton and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a bit of a moot.
Yeah, just to get together, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Yeah. And lots of BS talked, I suspect.
Yeah.
Rightio.
Other things that are going on in the Mount Gambier shed, we have just finished having a sausage sizzle, which was very successful for the club, at our friendly garden place out the road there.
Mm-hmm.
Garden beds have been made, including one for a person that was in a wheelchair, and that was it just allowed them to be able to go in underneath with their wheelchair and still be able to work their garden, which is a great thing to do.
That's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, we've been still making park benches, which are quite popular at the moment, and a large sleigh was made just recently for the Mulga Street School for a play that they were doing, and I believe that was held last week.
Mm-hmm.
We've just had our Barry Day. Now, Barry Day is to have a remembrance day for all past and present members, I suppose, that can't make it to the shed anymore because of health reasons. But it's chosen as Barry Day because he was the first person in our shed to actually pass away. And it was
that Barry Wenham?
Barry Tufnell.
Barry Tufnell.
Yeah.
Right, okay, sorry.
Yeah, he was very prominent throughout the Mount Gambier region at the time. So we've just finished that. And we recently had a visit from Mayor Lynn for the official handover of our toys for the Mayor's Christmas Appeal.
Very much looked forward to by many people, I have to tell you. Yeah, and it's as part of the Mayor's Christmas Appeal.
Yeah, and this year we've handed over 130 toys. And we worked out the other day that over the past 7 years that we've been doing it, we've done over 1,000 toys.
Mm.
And if you put a monetary value on that of around about $20 or $30 each, it amounts to quite a significant amount.
Certainly does.
For the Mount Gambier Men's Shed.
Yeah, okay. Let's go south, shall we? To
we'll
Port
go.
Mac. There's a shed at Port Mac?
Yes, there's a shed at Port MacDonald. And they've recently celebrated 10 years. And they had a lunch at the Bellum Hotel about a week and a half ago. And they're also been making signs for Baytown Group. Now, I don't know what Baytown Group is. I just assume it's a group of people that, support Port MacDonald.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been making them to be put up around the town. They've had one eight-ball table that has been renovated, and that's being sold by Diamond Q for no commission down there. And they have had their end-of-year function on the 15th of December at the Scout Hall, which is next to the men's shed. And the extensions have been completed there as well, with money raised from all the kindling that they've been doing over the number of years that I advertise for them every time I come on.
All right, well, you've just done that again. Okay, let's go up the coast. Kingston this time?
Kingston have found a need for a ladies' day at the shed. There's a lot of sheds are not incorporating ladies because it's apparently...
Something to do with the name, isn't it?
Yeah, something to do with the name. And there's some men that think it shouldn't be done, but there's some sheds that are saying, well, yeah, why not? The idea of it is that the ladies have their day.
Yeah.
There's one or two men that go in there, and the women learn how to use the power tools properly and safely. And, you know, like you go to some of these garage sales and so forth, and there's lots of tools, and these women have had their partners have passed away or whatever, and they need to get little jobs done. And if they can learn how to use a power drill properly and so forth, well, good on them, you know. And so they've been doing that. And, that's keeping them out of trouble and keeping the shed busy. It's actually doubled the number of people that they have in their shed now. They have the women are on a Tuesday and the men are on a Wednesday and a Thursday.
Makes absolute common sense, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. Further up the coast down the coast, actually, to Robe?
Robe, although a small shed, have been busy mostly whittling.
Whittling.
Whittling. Mm-hmm. They sit in there and they whittle while they're talking about the world's problems most of the time.
Whittle while you work.
Yeah, and they've been making... Masonics and
mosaics.
Mosaics and solving the world's problems. And they have also been helping one of the shed members. He's working on helping aged care, and he wants to get his certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're helping him out getting that done.
Okay. Now, inland, Keith, what's happening?
Keith have been making wicker beds and garden beds and also outdoor picnic tables for children. These are a smaller version of the big ones, and they're going strong at the moment, and also making mud kitchens and
kitchens.
Mud kitchens. It's where the kids can put their... it's like a kitchen set up with a sink and so forth, and they make mud pies and all that sort of stuff.
Well experienced with that, don't worry.
Yeah, just to get them nice and dirty for mum and dad.
Yeah, great. Okay, where to next?
Up to Tintinara.
Yep.
And we've got a steady stream of garden beds are coming in up there to be made up. Also outdoor setting for... a kindergarten size, which is what we were talking about before,
mm-hmm.
and they've been made beautifully. And I believe that it went over to the heart of parks. Now, that must be an area up there that they've got set aside
mm-hmm.
for sitting down and so forth, but it allows the kids to be able to sit there as well. They are now building a full-size one, and I've been told that there are others on order, as well as two large sandpit boxes for the kindergarten.
Mm.
A visit by a group of shedders. These were from, I'm not sure whether they're New South Wales or they come through last month, and that was to celebrate 50 years in... 50 years for the shed movement.
Right.
And 40 years. I can't remember exactly what it was. But they came through and they went back to where the shed movement first started.
Oh, right. Because it started up there somewhere, did it?
Yes, actually started at Strathalbyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they done a bit of a trip and pulled into a heap of sheds on the way through.
Okay.
And... that's about all that's going on up there at that shed.
Okay, let's go south to Narracourt.
Yeah, the concrete slab is for their new machinery shed. This is one that we've been talking about for a while. They've finally got a grant through for that, and they've put their slab down and ready to build the shed to put the stationary machines that you see a lot of at the shows and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Making plenty of bird boxes with 50 being made so far, and maybe more to come because they've been told that they have another grant come through for that. And other things being made up there are 36 bee boxes These are for the South Pacific seeds. I don't know how that's going to help, but must be something to do with the pollination and so forth.
Right. Okay.
And an order for the kindies to make boxes for their toys in the sand pit. And this, they put the toys in there, and the sand falls through and doesn't get carried around everywhere. And a lady has asked for the shed to make a TARDIS for her.
A TARDIS?
A full-size TARDIS.
Oh, why not?
As in Doctor Who.
Yeah, beauty.
You know, you get all sorts of people want all sorts of different things at various times.
I wouldn't mind a TARDIS myself.
And they've been also making fox traps for the South East Pest Control Board.
Mm-hmm.
And the shed has been using old padlets for kindling. And they've developed themselves up a hydraulic ram, which instead of taking 20 minutes to pull a pallet apart, it will do it in 5. So there's a lot of less hard work there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see those pallets going to waste occasionally. And, yeah, it brings tears to my eyes. It's such a waste. Okay, yeah. Down to Panola, what's
Panola
happening?
Panola have been planting trees or planter boxes for the trees. They have 10 boxes with 54 tubes in them. And all they have to do is they have to look after them, water them, get them ready for when they're planted out later in the year, next year. And in the meantime, they've been making benches and shelves for their new extensions that they have there, and have a cast iron bench to refurbish it for the doctor's surgery.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, let's go across to the Mexicans. What's happening in Coleraine?
Coleraine, the picnic tables are about it, and that's about all they've been doing there.
Oh, we mean just about all. I mean, fact that they're getting together is what they're there for, really, isn't it?
Yep.
It's marvellous. And Haywood?
Made a cat cage. Now, I had it on my Facebook page, what that was all about. It looks a little bit like a cubby house that a child would have, and that's about the size of it. And a lady has asked them to make a cat cage.
Okay.
And so it's about 4 metres long, and they've done that, and also what they've been doing there is making a bench for the local tennis club over there,
mm-hmm.
and they are making a red gum base out of 100-year-old timber to be used for an outdoor working table. So they've been pretty busy over there as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And working on their strategic plan, I see, as well.
Yeah, they every 2 years they've got to put in a strategic plan
mm-hmm.
over in Victoria, so they've been busy doing that as well.
Okay, and Casterton.
The most important thing going on at Casterton is looking at new premises.
Oh, okay.
Apparently the one that they have is a bit small and they can't put any actual machinery in there. So they've got this machinery, but they've got nowhere to put it. So they're looking for new premises. So if anyone over there has got anything that is available that they can use, well, then get in touch with the local men's shed.
Fantastic. And finally, what's happening down at Nelson?
Down at Nelson, they've mainly been doing community work, and they're another shed that is allowing women to come into their shed because being a small town, the more the merrier, and it helps out with them. As for their shed, new shed that they're doing, they're still waiting on some things to come through for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they haven't started building that yet.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that's incredibly comprehensive, Peter. And people can be not short of knowing what's happening in the men's sheds around the region. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, good on you. Peter Hennis from the Men's Shed Movement, primarily from the Mount Gambier one, but yeah. And a fabulous movement it is too.